Life is an ocean, and out of this ocean there are born the waves of our individual existence. Just as a wave is an expression of the entire ocean, every being, every human being, every plant, every animal, every insect, and every form of life is an expression of the supreme life. This individuality that we think we have is a delusion, a great delusion. You and I are not two separate things. You and those that you hold near and dear to your heart are not two separate things. They are also you. I am also you. You are also me and those that you love. What you refer to as yourself and what I call myself are but two expressions of our true self. Just as the sea of infinite waves eventually dissolves and disappears back into the one ocean, when the dance of our life is concluded, the wave of our souls, the wave of our individuality, returns peacefully into the ocean of reality, into the ocean of the absolute reality, into the ocean of spirit. If you are standing on a mountain that overlooks the sea, you will see countless waves forming out of the ocean and making their way to the shore. We are those waves. This life is the shore, and that ocean is the boundless. That ocean is the one true beloved. That ocean is God. Only for a little while it has chosen to express itself as the life of a human being, the life of an animal, and the physical universe itself. And when the time comes, whenever that time may be, it calls itself back into itself. But remember, the wave does not cease to exist. It does not die. It only dissolves and merges back into its source. This life that we have in the perceived separate existence that we have and that we share is but a rising out of and a falling back into the source of our existence. Death is not an end, but a beginning. Death is not a losing of one's life, but a expanding into life itself. In the sleep of death, we give ourselves back to the infinite. And in the infinite, we express ourselves in all and as all. We no longer occupy the finite body. Instead, we expand into omnipresence. The boundless is not bound by a body. The boundless is not bound by flesh. And yet it rests in everything and everyone. Its body is omnipresence. Its body is eternal. Its body is ever existing, ever blissful, all knowing, all pervading consciousness. Now, while the wave of our consciousness is encased in these physical bodies, we do not know ourselves in that way. We think ourselves to be a wave, but through physical death, we come to realize our true nature. We realize who we are and what we are. We come to know ourselves as we are. We are the ocean. We are the ocean. And death is a reminder that we cannot die. Death is a reminder that we cannot die. When we lose someone we love, we often grieve and we mourn in sorrow of the thought that we have lost someone. No. We have gained them. They have become more a part of us than they were and will ever be. They have become life itself. They are the breath that sustains you, the life and love that fuels you, and the joy that consumes you. They are the flowers that make you smile, the rain that helps them grow, the sun that brightens your day. When a loved one dies, their spirit lives in everything. Just as the wave loses its individuality and becomes the ocean, There is no death. There is no death. There is only life. Ever existing. Ever unfolding life. Eternal life. Sorrow not. Grieve not. That soul has been freed into the bliss of omnipresence. A death is but a transformation, an undressing, a dissolving of all that we are not, and a returning into all that we are. We are that. One consciousness, one heart, one love, one ocean. If you focus too much on the waves, you lose sight of the ocean. Never lose sight of the ocean. Never lose sight of your source. It is the ocean that has become the wave of your mother. It is the ocean that has become the wave of your father. It is the ocean that has become the wave of your friends, your family, and yourself. And on the shores of life, we play. We dance, we love, we enjoy each other. But we cannot stay on the shores forever. This is not our home. We belong to the sea. We belong to the ocean of life. And when the wave of our bodies dissolve, we return to life. There is no end to life. From life we have come. In life we live, and to life we must go. Appreciate the life that you have chosen to express. Value the expressions of others. Know that everyone you meet and everything that you see is you. We are not reflections of each other. We are expressions of one another. We have our own individuality, and that offers us the chance to communicate, to interact, and share our experiences. We are not the same. We are one. One organism, one being, one light, dancing with itself throughout eternity. Appreciate the person that you are and the divinity that you have come to express. Do not compare your life or wish you had someone else's. That expression is theirs to understand and enjoy. Instead, embrace your own and offer it to the world in the greatest way. You are not here to become somebody. You are somebody now. Be at one with yourself, and you will find and feel that oneness with all and in all, with all and within all. Love and joy be with you. Love and peace be with you. Love and understanding be with you. We are one. There is no loss. There are no losses in life. There are no losses to life. Life comes from life. We are life. We are that. You are that. You are divine. You are already free. You are already free. Love. Love.